Now it's time for three good things.
1, 2, 3.
Tell me something good.
Tell me.
The Winter Olympics are coming, and I love it. For some reason, I've always preferred the winter games to the summer ones. Americans tend to like the summer games, and we excel in them for sure. Track and field, basketball, swimming, gymnastics. But there's something about the Winter Olympics that's compelling and uplifting and strange. Curling looks like something out of the Flintstones. Biathlon appears to be a field test for FBI agents. Ski jumping?
The thrill of victory. And the agony of defeat.
Yeah, you know where that ends up. But weird things happen at the Winter Games. Or leading up to them.
January 6th, 1994, the day the genteel sport of figure skating became a media circus. For that was the day an assailant clubbed Nancy Kerrigan on the leg as she left the ice after practice at the U.S. Olympic trials in Detroit.
Galooly. Who can forget that name? Or how about the 2002 figure skating judge scandal in Salt Lake City?
I was walking through the hotel and I ran into Anton and Elena Sigrulidsson-Bjerknaja, and my heart just breaks for them. They did nothing wrong.
So much drama, a lot of skating couples crying, but so many glorious moments.
I'm sick and tired of hearing about what a great hockey team the Soviets have. Screw them. This is your time.
I don't know if that's exactly what U.S. hockey coach Herb Brooks said before the game. As it happened, I was in front of the TV as a 9-year-old with my family watching that historic moment unfold in Lake Placid, New York, 1980. It never gets old.
11 seconds. You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game.
It's
Do
over.
You believe in miracles? Yes!
There's nothing more beautiful than when an announcer delivers an iconic line like, "Do you believe in miracles?" Yes, and then shuts up and lets the crowd tell the rest of the story. That same Olympics in 1980, Eric Heiden, dressed in his gold speed skating suit, won 5 gold medals for the U.S., and legendary sportscaster Keith Jackson made that call.
Heading down toward the back, straight into the crossover. That's where the wind really buffets you at that end of the speed skating stadium. It's open and the wind really hits you. And Eric Heiden running well.
Yeah, I forgot to mention back then, speed skating was outdoors. Here's Heiden reflecting on that moment just a few months ago.
I went into the 1980 Olympics hoping that I could skate well and that when I left the ice, I didn't leave anything behind. And I would tell you that it was really 5 of the best races I could have ever skated.
Boy, were they. It takes a special athlete to perform at that level. And the Winter Games have seen so many. Bonnie Blair, Lindsey Vonn, Shaun White, Apollo Ohno. But the Winter Olympics also deliver even when no one wins a medal. In 1988, the Jamaican bobsled team stole the show. Yes, Jamaica, bobsledding.
They practiced for months. It was a grueling regime. And incredibly, they qualified for the 1988 Calgary Games and headed north to Canada.
Did you have a sled when you got there?
No.
A story so seemingly preposterous, it later inspired Cool Runnings, a comedy classic starring the late John Candy.
Gentlemen, this is a bobsled, sort of.
Then there was Eddie the Eagle. He flew in the Olympics as the first ski jumper from Great Britain, and he finished dead last. But they still made his story into a film.
Who'd have thought? I mean, I, in a million years, never thought when I plummeted to infamy at the Calgary Olympics that they would make a movie about my life. I'd been jumping for 20 months when I went to the Calgary Olympics. Everybody else there had been jumping for 20 years. So there was no way that I was going to beat anybody. But for me, getting there was my gold medal.
The gold medals, real or inspirational, the miracles, the athletic feats, the stories, the drama. Something about the Winter Olympics, I just can't resist. And I can't wait to see what happens next. That's three good things.